The Scent of You, written by Maggie Olvson and read by Zara Ram. When you've been happily married for 24 years, you don't expect to find yourself lying in bed alone just before midnight on New Year's Eve. Polly didn't even know where her husband was. She hadn't seen him for over a week. It had been so strange having Christmas without him, and now this. She pulled a duvet up over her head, and then straight back down again. It was no good. She couldn't sleep through it. Growing up, she'd celebrated every New Year at her grandparents' house in the Scottish Highlands, with all the traditional celebrations, and she'd always loved it. Her body was biologically programmed to stay awake on the 31st of December. She'd thought spending the whole day cleaning the house, one of her granny's New Year rituals, would have tired her out, but it seemed not. Even a couple of drams of her dad's favourite single malt hadn't done the trick. In fact, it seemed to have had the opposite effect, making her feel hyped up and ready for action rather than sleep. She picked up her phone, looking for a distraction, but Facebook was full of people boasting that they were going to bed because they loathed the occasion, and Instagram was all drunken party pictures. Her daughter Clemmie beamed out of a photo with her boyfriend, taken in Cambridge, where she was studying medicine and lived full-time. Polly's son Lucas, home from his first term at uni for the Christmas holidays, was out somewhere in London with friends and had posted several snaps of pub tables covered in empty beer and shot glasses. He'd be a mess in the morning. Polly checked the time. 5 to 12. She turned the radio on and got out of bed, heading over to the window with her whiskey tumbler. Opening the curtains, she peered out at the clear black night, the stars shining brightly. A splendid near full moon hanging right in the middle of the view just made her solitude more painful. How lovely it would be to look up at that glowing disc with strong arms around you, wondering what the year ahead would bring for the two of you, you and your husband. As the chimes of Big Ben rang out, she raised her glass. "Happy New Year, David," she said, "wherever you are." She took a sip, then raised the glass again. "Happy Hogmanay, Daddy," she followed up, picturing the beautiful strand of beach in Sunderland where they'd scattered his ashes 3 years before. She swirled the scotch in the glass and lifted it to her nose, closing her eyes as she breathed in the peaty aroma, feeling transported back to her grandparents' house. Pine trees, wood smoke, damp, dead bracken, and the metallic sweetness of frost in your nostrils. Her granny's heather perfume, the dusty warm wool smell of a kilt, the lanolin of itchy jumpers, wet dogs and furniture polish. She took a sip, then, just as she was raising the glass again to toast her children, the landline rang. She ran to grab it, thinking it would be one of them wishing her a happy new year, but it was her mother's voice she heard. "When are you coming to lunch?" her mother snapped. "Monday, Mummy," said Polly, as brightly and calmly as she could, walking back to the bed, sinking down onto it and closing her eyes. "In 4 days."
"Are you sure?"
said her mother, in a suspicious voice.
"That's what we arranged," said Polly. "But I can come sooner if you'd like me to."
"Hm," said her mother dismissively, then hung up without another word.